This is VOA News. I'm Tommy. The toll of coronavirus deaths in Italy alone passed 4,000 Friday in the world's worst-hit nation. It suffered its worst single-day death toll with more than 600 as worldwide fatality swept past 11,000 and the number of infected topped 258,000. Despite the fast-growing numbers, there was positive news out of Wuhan, China, with no new cases reported. That's where the pandemic began in December. Trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson effectively closed down the United Kingdom Friday, ordering pubs, restaurants, theaters, cinemas, and gyms to shut their doors indefinitely. Johnson said he understood just how wrenching it is to take away the ancient rights of the British people to go to a pub. There was reaction.
There are many people that come here as their point to relax. There's family time that's involved. And that's taken a lot away from certain people. But then again, obviously, on the other hand, it's good. If it's going to get rid of the virus.
I understand the pubs being closed, but 6 months is a bit of a long time to not go to a pub. For us English person especially, we all live for the pubs, I believe. And I think if the pubs close, then the world's just going to go insane.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary said Friday someone in his office has tested positive for coronavirus.
The White House says a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff has tested positive for the coronavirus. Pence spokeswoman Katie Miller said Friday the staff member, who was not named, did not have close contact with either the vice president or President Donald Trump. The individual's contacts are being traced in accordance with guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Pence has been the point man for the Trump administration in the fight against COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.